Everybody, well, here we are. Oh, I'm here, Kathy's here, and the day tonight, today is Friday, and the date is November 24th, that's 2017, so let's clear the energy here for everybody. So here we go, releasing this day's energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, and we'll clear your room out, clear out the cobwebs around your place. Maybe get rid of the aliens listening to you up in your attic or under your floor. So here we go. We'll have them leave because the light's coming. So here we go. Bring up your light beams on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a situation happening, by all means, think of it now. We'll clear the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay. So today is November 24th, 2017, as Ron said, Friday. And we're on VBS Radio Station 2. And for those of you who waited for us to come online, thanks so much. There were some technical difficulties, and VBS Radio helped us out and fixed it, and now we're switched over to our correct radio format. So that's why I wanted to repeat the date, because it got a little confusing there. But anyway, what do you expect for a Paranormal Friday show? Right, Ron?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, you know, things just happen in internet land. So today we will discuss some of the paranormal situations that came in, and then later Ron will review the announcement about the conference call he's offering tomorrow the 25th, and then we'll make some other announcements too and get to some other emails that have been sitting in the inbox since Wednesday's show. We'll catch up with that. Okay, but today, Ron, somebody wanted us to maybe help with the clearing of the energies of what today is also known as Black Friday.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Black Friday. So, releasing that energy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And maybe you're shopping today. Maybe you're battle fatigue from going to the stores, from covering and falling on your knees to get something, you know? So here we go. To all those millions of clones out there and yourself. So let's help you out with that energy, getting rid of the clone vibration off of you. Here we go. I'll count to 100. And this is also coming off of your skin and out of your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Oh, hopefully you're feeling good, better. So we'll do a clearing here. We'll do one for loneliness in case you have a situation that, you know, is falling upon you, coming upon you because of, Thanksgiving. So here we go. Loneliness clearing. Think of if you have a pet or animal or person that's no longer with you. So here we go. Think of it right now. I'll count to 50 to clear it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And I'll also do a heartache clearing. So, again, maybe think of the same other animal or person. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, Kathy, we'll see if you're there.
Hi again, and as usual, we'll continue with the show at and accept your responses to Ron's Healings at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and also through the BBS Radio Fast Chat feedback form that's on Ron's Creation Lightship Healings page. And so, Ron, if the person that mentioned the history of Black Friday, or that today is Black Friday, and it's because it was so we can clear some of this on our natal barcode clearing. Also, I know you just cleared the energy, but we're going to be seeing the words Black Friday in our emails and everywhere we go in the stores, in the papers, just basically all media. So that's a good word to clear on the natal barcode removal for ourselves, frontwards and backwards. And also there's another four-letter initial word that we're going to see a lot as well, starting now till probably well after our December holiday that we have here in the United States. And that four initials are BOGO, which stands for Buy One, Get One. So that's all over the place, screaming at us. And anyway, there's some darkness that surrounds Black Friday. It's not just about the sales. It has to do with retailers trying to recover from being in the red during the whole year and operating at a loss. And supposedly they would have sales right after Thanksgiving and then start to earn a profit and make it up and then end up being in the black. So that's part of the story, but then there's another myth that has to do with slavery by Southern plantation owners. And there's also video games made about that particular slave trade. So there's lots of things about it. And then as well, in the 50s, people started taking the day off after Thanksgiving. They just call in sick. And so it turned out that they would give themselves a four-day weekend. And since stores were open, they were playing hooky, going shopping, getting a head start. So it's such a big issue in this country that many businesses starting adding that day as another day off. And then the retailers picked up on it in 1966, calling it Black Friday. That's when they made it famous in print and in advertisements. And also this caused major traffic jams, chaos, and mobs in downtown stores in Philadelphia. And so it has a lot. There's pictures they sent of people just jam-packed in these stores trying to get sales. So what you said at the beginning is right. It still holds true. People get the sales and all that, but a lot of times now we can do it online. But anyway, that's how this whole, there's a lot to it as well. You know, and people can look it up if they want, but it really has kind of morphed into a four-day event, starting with Thanksgiving on Thursday that we had this past Thursday, the 23rd. And then stores started opening earlier and dedicating their whole weekend to shoppers who want to go out and spend money and buy gifts and things like that. So anyway, there's just some negative connotations about it, and it has to do with, you know, stores turning a profit and not being able to make it, and, you know, feeling the lack of sales during the year. And then, of course, extra long shifts and lots of shoplifting and bedlam in stores, lots of law enforcement issues, and, you know, lots of chaos. That's what's behind Black Friday. So anyway, this is in the Wikipedia.
Next month in December and January, it's the I-O, I-O, off to work I go.
Yeah, just reading this. I guess people have been singing that song since historically for decades now. I guess it started when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president in maybe in the 40s. So this has really got a grip on us, and it would be a good thing to clear Black Friday. And B-O-G-O. Okay, so Ron, I'll switch over to some testimonies we've got. Just to kind of change the subject here, because last Wednesday you asked people to reflect on the clearings you've done with the new earth and the light codes and the paint in the house. And so someone wrote in to tell you that their plants have been repotted and trimmed. They got a lot of activities going on. They wanted to spruce up the house. They defrosted and clean out the refrigerator, and they look at things they don't wear and change. You know, just cleaned out the closets and stuff, and they're being more creative in their space. They don't waste as much time doing things, and they have a sweet and shy dog that sometimes comes to stay while her parents are away. And she usually roams the house or waits at the front door for them to return. But this time, after the clearings and the healings, she stayed in her room and slept through the night. So I guess she could feel the peace, too.
That's right.
Yes, and thank you so much for writing in those submissions. It's really helpful to share this with everyone and respond to Ron's request. So here's a letter from someone from the UK reporting on things there, and wanted to just verify on some things. He's asking about rainbows. He says his heart lifts when he sees one. Is that a good sign? Are rainbows good, or is it just another alien hologram?
Boy, that's a good question. I haven't felt any energy on them. Whenever I see a rainbow, there's no energy that I can perceive, so it could be a hologram.
Well, where he was, he says it was a huge rainbow. It covered the sky. It spanned the whole city. And it's a multicolored triumphal arc. And then he said he's never seen such a huge one before. So maybe it was holographic.
Yeah, it's very possible. I know when I was doing clearings, probably, I don't know, I'll say 2008 here, you could see one rainbow once, which had all the brand new colors in it. They were all fluorescent. But I don't know what to say about that, but that's what we saw. Because the densities were taken away to actually see the better colors without the energy in the air from the aliens. But I still don't know if you know what type of hologram it is. I really haven't checked into it, but I've never felt any energy at all on rainbows. We'll see if anybody else has to see what you guys think. Well, back to you.
Well, the thing about the rainbows is that they make people feel good, and they are associated with good luck, like what could be at the end. You know, so unlike clouds and other things. What's that, Ron?
Yeah, just hope that it doesn't go down a rat hole, so you don't want to follow it too far. Just look at it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a pot of gold if you can ever even find the end of the rainbow. They usually fade pretty fast. Anyway, here's another paranormal experience. He's copied Ron's 12 Source Energies YouTube onto a CD a year ago, and he often plays it when he travels. He uses an old CD player because he doesn't have a smartphone, etc. But he dropped a CD player and broke it last week. So he transferred the 12 Source CD and put it in another big Beethoven CD box, he's calling it. He knows he did it. When he got home, Ron's CD had disappeared. There were only Beethoven CDs in the box. Someone up there may not want me to listen to the light. Was this an alien theft?
Yeah, I would say it's a possibility there, yeah. They do things when you're really, really happy, feeling good. A lot of times they'll see that and want to rain on your parade, you know, and then you feel depressed about something. I have heard of people more recently last week, where they've seen any clouds, and then all of a sudden, like an overlay over the clouds, and there's either less clouds or a lot more clouds. So I think they're playing with the hologram a lot. It's just kind of interesting to see.
Well, I think this is an important matter for this person, and since he listens to the 12 Source Energies recording you did. Well, you've done them several times. This particular one doesn't have any talking except for you, and it has that nice music with it. And I did want to mention that on your flyer, Ron, for the brain cell rejuvenation healing session one for Saturday, November 25th, day after tomorrow. It is tomorrow. You actually listed there to listen to the 12 Source Energies. And so some people cannot find it on your channel. And I do not believe it's on your channel. I looked myself. But if for the person who lost the CD, and for anyone else who wants to, it is on a YouTube channel made by Kanan Carpenter. He was one of Ron's dedicated followers and volunteered to make the CDs on the YouTube videos for him. And from there, you can download it onto your computer either using iTunes or whatever kind of media player you have. You can just download it onto your programs and save it, and then you can make a CD out of it. Just upload it onto a CD. So for those who are looking for the 12 Source Energies recording, it's about 24 minutes long, Ron. And the reason it's long is because Ron takes time in between to do the healings. And there's some beautiful music playing. Anyway, it can be found on a YouTube search by looking under Divine Creation Lightship 12 Source. That's the title. Divine Creation Lightship 12 Source. And the publisher was Kanan Carpenter. And he has put several other audios from the radio programs we do here and on Contact Talk Radio onto a YouTube channel that he created for himself. And then later we got the Ron Amatron channel. But the 12 Source Energies is not on that I could find. So anyway, I hope that helps people, because it would be nice to play that during the call tomorrow, Ron, as well as the other ones you mentioned, which are Time Stop and Spirit Out and In. Those two particular ones are on the Ron Amatron channel. But any of those will be nice to hear the whole time on Ron Amatron's channel, YouTube channel.
Very good. I was watching Netflix and found a very interesting, might be a TV show, I think, but anyway, it's called The Tomorrow People. And there's a person in there that looks like Tom Cruise, maybe in his younger years. Same color eyes anyway, kind of same sort of face. And as you watch and go through this, and you start detecting that, you notice that they almost overlay a picture of Tom Cruise over his face a little bit, And then he has a similar mannerism to Tom Cruise. So if you watch that, you might check it out. Maybe it's after, you know, maybe the first few shows, when you finally catch on and you kind of get that change of identity a little bit. So somehow that's what I think they might be doing, playing with the energy there. So anyway, for me, it's kind of fascinating to watch because you're like, geez, after a while, after watching over, you know, half of them, you start realizing that, yeah, this feels like you're watching the energy of Tom Cruise in this actor. So anyway, you never know. Remember, this is a paranormal show, so maybe he's being brought up to replace the other actor there. I don't know. But anyway, just kind of watch it and be for yourself there. Because things can happen that you have no explanation for. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Well, while we're on the topic, or at least I was on the topic of the brain cell rejuvenation healing, I did want to mention that it's not too late to register. If you can send in the $20 via PayPal and then an email to Ron, forwarding that PayPal receipt to him so you can get the access code and the phone number for the conference call. And remember, as Ron stated Wednesday, that the prerequisites are the emotional healing and the mental body healing, the whole life one. So we went over that Wednesday, and that's very important that you have that done, the mental whole life and the emotional whole lifetime clearing for this first session. So therefore, if anyone buys it and wants to send in their receipt tonight, and you also can copy clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll do our best to send you the access code and the PIN in a timely manner. So just wanted to mention it's at 1 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow, and it's approximately 2 hours long, but sometimes Ron can go a little bit longer. And you ought to call 6 to 8 minutes prior to the start of the call, and you may attend as a registered absentee. And Sunday, yes, there will be the last healing call of the month for the physical rejuvenation and the intensive to the light ship. So that will be happening the next day, Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. Okay, so I want to thank everyone who notified us of the audio problems today on VBS Radio. Everything's going fine now. I can't write back to you, but everything's great. And so we just weren't connected correctly, I guess. But thanks for hanging in there with us. So now, on Wednesday, Ron, you had asked for some people to explain or share what they were feeling about the healings you've been doing on the conference calls. So here's some reactions. Okay, so this one says that you gave a 10-year option to go back where our body felt good or before an injury. That was a tough decision. She liked 2017 due to the clearing she got, but no way wanted life before the clearings. The only other year was 40 years ago in their 20s. They never felt this good in decades. Thank you for a creation light ship. The next testimony. Hi, Ron. I had to take my child into the hospital for an emergency asthma attack. It was around the 20th day of the month, and I was uncomfortable to be in the hospital. We were there for days. I contacted you, and you suggested I use the body rejuvenation clearing. There was a respiratory system option. After running the clearing, I went home, and we ceased using the puffer medication the doctors insisted upon. I'm happy to say, after a checkup with a specialist today, my child's lungs are clear and sound good. No asthma. Thank you, Ron. And one more. There's new earth energy in my house. It has increased, and I say the mind-to-heart drop several times per hour, and I do the space clearing every other day. And the clearings are more intense, and it's very peaceful. And light energy is of the new earth. This has been a profound experience. I think that's really key, too.
That's great.
Well, like you said, Ron, she's taking your advice about keeping the energy peaceful, and she's doing the mind-to-heart drop several times per hour. Per hour? That's pretty dedicated, because you only even recommend 3-4 times a day, if you can, or maybe once an hour.
So once an hour, your life will change on you for the better.
Well, it sounds like this person's life is definitely changing for the better, so good for them, and, you know, this is very good to hear that, you know, this thinking about that, keeping conscious about saying the mind heart drop does have its payoff. I mean, not only in the future, but right now. Okay, so someone's remarking about the rainbows. This person must be energy sensitive because they say they also feel no energy from them. Okay, now, a couple questions came in about Contact Talk Radio, and I'm going to be able to answer them, Ron, and you can too. So this person says that for nearly 3 years, they've participated in the 4 BBS programs per week. They rarely miss a show. But now they want clarification about the new archives that have been added. I don't think it was really formally stated, or the times were not clear. So there are two. Let's say it all over again, that there are two Contact Talk Radio archives that have been added to Ron's lineup on the BBS radio channel. And they are played on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific and Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific. Now, what was confusing was that BBS Radio was posting both of those days on the archive box. And then I think they realized that those were the same show. So they stopped posting Thursdays, although it does show it there on the 9th of November. So basically, Ron, you just clarified, right, that the Sunday BBS radio show and the Thursday one in the same week are the same show, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Okay, great. So now we are on 6 days a week, yes. And so they want to know, will the healings work in the now for each of those shows? Contact Talk Radio, because we do mention in them that they only work 3 times, but we didn't know they were going to be brought over to BBS Radio at that time.
It's the same thing. You listen to any of the archives, they will work 3 times for you. It doesn't matter the network you're listening to. And the reason why I put the Contact Talk Radio onto BBS is because the shows are formatted and we stayed on track with different topics. So that's what Kathy organized. It put a lot of time into that. So I thought, well, let's take advantage of that. So I'll put it on 2 different BBS shows there for a different listening audience, possibly. So anyway, if you want to hear those, just go on there and they're archived on BBS now. At least maybe one show would be. But regardless, it'd be the same one. So don't feel like you lost something. You're getting the same show on Thursday and also on Sunday. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. And then I did want to point out that people are also looking for the list of the programs that you had. They all had titles and subjects. So for anyone looking for those, it's really easy to find, actually. You just want to go to Ron's homepage. On the right side, there's a Contact Talk Radio icon. Below that icon is the word archive. When you click on that, it will give you a whole list of all the shows by not only number, but title. So also, I found that the 12 source energies is show number 32. It's on there as well. But I would recommend for like listening to the 12 source energies on the YouTube channel instead. So anyway, hope that clears that up. It makes it a little easier to find and get more comfortable with the change that we have here, adding on the archive. So she says, appreciate it because these archive programs are entirely new for those of us who are newer. Okay, back to the inbox. Let me see this. Okay. Someone's saying that they heard static, then they heard an archive playing, and now they hear us. So I hope that was sooner rather than later. Okay. Next paranormal situation. This is weird, Ron. I saw today a photo of an old woman who's 117 years old. My heart almost stopped because she looked just like my mom, who died at 96, only a little more aged. Could she be looking at a clone, Ron?
Very possibly, yes. If it was on, was it a picture that she saw, or maybe
yeah.
Something on the internet, maybe?
Yeah.
Now, you might look at the eyes over again. Maybe even you can copy it and print it out. But yeah, that's what it feels like, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, another clone story. I was shopping in a popular grocery store when all of a sudden I heard someone yelling, hey, 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 behind me, and then started tapping my shoulder because I do not respond to hey, hey. I turned around, and it was a friend who's known me for 12 years. I couldn't believe that I would be greeted this way, and I asked her, why didn't she just say my name? She looked embarrassed and admitted she couldn't remember it. That was odd after a 12-year friendship. Then I reflected on the only times I really see her are at certain places, not in a grocery store or a public place. Maybe since she saw me somewhere else, my name escaped her. Or could she be a clone? Oh, that's funny.
Now, the best way to check out clones is just see if they have any body energy. No, they won't have an auric field around them. And their eyes normally will tend to be very sparkly. And that's the first thing. And if they are maybe newer, and this is people who are not who are here also, who have an alien-type body, who haven't incarnated a lot, sometimes the your eyes will be further apart, maybe half an inch to an inch compared to other people. And so you can tell that those people, and they have long necks and long fingers, or maybe just one of those traits. So you kind of look at people. But that's somebody who is living, maybe I'm talking about you as you look at yourself in the mirror, and yeah, that sounds like me. Well, that just would mean that either your ancestors were brought here and they haven't been diluted out from the original alien stock that they were as far as body genetics. So maybe they've only been here maybe for 500 years or something. And or maybe they're a walk-in. That could be it too, maybe even yourself. And the spirit world tend to take on its last life form before, remember, if an alien ship crashes here and the spirit, and there is a spirit in the body of the alien and the alien dies, and the spirit will come out to look for a body. And so when that happens, the energy of the alien will still have the imprint of its last alien life that it had, and then that can be imprinted into your body. And it just depends when they came in, and they could change the appearance a little bit. And so that's why, you know, that happens. But typically, if you see anybody with a long neck and eyes very, you know, widely spaced and typical, you know, long fingers, you know that they are probably more alien than you would be. Not, and that doesn't make them bad. It just means that, you know, they're holding on to their initial blueprint more than everybody else. So back to you.
Okay, someone's asking that if they can listen to the back to the Brain Cell Rejuvenation Conference call tomorrow. If they can put their photo in front of the Light Infusion Chamber Healing and have it running when they're absentee, and
yeah,
write on there
my
brain
might be,
on it.
Yeah, you could do that. You just you know, readjust the timer, you know, so that it's. And go for a long time. That's no problem. That'd be a good idea to me.
Great. Okay, and a comment just came in about rainbows. Someone offers this suggestion. Rainbows are split world transmissions. That ring a bell with you, Ron? Split world.
Boy, I don't know. Oh, no.
Okay, here's someone with this kind of a sci-fi question. They want to know, what happens to our identity on the dark earth when we ascend? Does the dark side keep a copy of us on the cloned earth?
Yes, they do.
They do keep a copy. Okay, what happens to our identity on the dark earth? Are we still the same?
You're probably not going to have any identity. Although, you know, if you reincarnate continuously, they will give you just what you have in this, you know, on where you are now, as far as the reincarnation process, just that you'll never have hope of being in light again as you, you know, are in dark side universe, or it should be a dark side planet in a dark side universe. And it could be even a clone of you, you know. Remember, everything is a copy and paste situation. But you are living on a dark side Earth somewhere on multiple timelines throughout your lifetime. So this is nothing that should be new to you. The explanation is new. But the life that you've lived would be typically, unless you're in peace and time stops for you when you're in the present moment. If you're not there, then you are in and living on a fabricated earth, which we could just call the old earth. And the old earth now has space holders in it, as there's no spirit energy attached to it. But when you, say, get upset, you get that phone call that kind of pushes your buttons or something, or somebody says something that pushes your buttons, or you see a situation with your eyes, then automatically at that point you are on the old earth, and then you are on the dark side planet, which is a hologram. And that's you're used to because you lived your whole life on this. Now you have the availability through doing the clearings, clean out your physical body of the densities of darkness so that you can reside more on the new earth. So back to you, Kathy.
And there's more information about the new earth on the CLS chat connections page where the fast chat feedback form is. There's been some new information added there too. The timeline crash advanced tutorial is there in writing. It's on under tips and topics, and the suggestion by a listener about how to release judgment is also there. Those have been added recently, and there's a lot of good information on the CLS chat connections, fast chat feedback form up in the top links. Those particular ones are under tips and topics. And then, of course, then there's a headline there about the New Earth, a description that Ron wrote back in March when he announced the New Earth that he created for us to feel at peace. Okay, so Ron, it's 3 minutes after the hour, and we got a request for a clearing that I think has some validity. They want to know if you could clear, Ron, technical issues on computers, radio programs, or phones when we're listening to the show, or maybe a timeline crash for interference on getting the radio show going or on computers and phones.
What I like to do is I'll just put some light into those devices. So I'll count to 100. We'll just see if we can take them from the old earth into the new. So we could probably go to about 20 after happy. So here we go. I'll do some talking. Get rid of the energies from the old earth on your cell phone and maybe computer. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Here we go. So hopefully your cell phone and computer will say are now in source energy where time has stopped, where there's no law of cause and effect to affect it and cause it to not work properly. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thanks for that, Ron. While you were doing that, I was just wading through the inbox here, and there's about over a dozen, let's say, comments from listeners who are saying they couldn't get any sound on Station 2. And so, anyway, there's a lot of comments here, and I just sensed that there was some frustration and confusion, and maybe that's what we could clear tonight as well.
Okay, so do both of those. So we'll do frustration first. I'll just count to 20 to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And confusion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That might help. I feel a little bit more relaxed now. It's just a lot of emails to wade through. And thank you, everybody, for trying to inform us. I would like to point out that although it's great to write to the fast chat feedback and CLS questions, there's really nothing that Ron can do about no sound coming out. And, he doesn't transmit the radio program himself. So if you could notify BBS Radio directly, that could be a little bit more expeditious in getting us in case there's any situation like that. Especially if you heard Station 1 going and there's nothing on Station 2, you can contact Station 2. You can contact BBS Radio 2 directly because they might not know that there was an audio program, and that's exactly what happened. They weren't aware. So anyway, just to know for the future, it's always okay to contact BBS Radio as well. Or first, actually, maybe be better. Okay, so someone's wanting to know if creation is also possible in duality for destruction. If they run the harmonic frequencies clearing while they run the psychic billboard out to cancel duality, Would that help?
Sounds like they're trying to get more horsepower on the psychic billboard. I don't think that would help, if that's the question. Just do the screen by itself, psychic billboard. There's plenty of horsepower there to help you. The odd harmonics and, you know, the dark side alien energies out there. I'll just use the term loosely, the Galactic Federation here. So with those energies out there causing harm, they're still using the law of cause and effect. And you're naturally going to be on a dark side planet because source energy never made the law of cause and effect. Once you kind of understand that and realize it, then you realize that you're now living in a holographic reality, being a multidimensional being, as the aliens gave you everything that you need to know in that process of mind control and your vocabulary, everything else, and the keywords and letters that they use. Like saying the, like maybe 1111 or 911 or you know, 222, all these numbers that you see on your digital clock is a tracking program, and they're using those numbers to validate that they do have you still hooked up through their mind control. So anything that would be in odd harmonics, which would be the old Earth energy without an Earth spirit, you can release that, but you want to just stay in the new Earth by doing your clearings and at least the mind to heart drop so you can become peaceful. So just remember, you're looking for peace. And the harmonic clearing will get rid of odd harmonics. Mainly it's designed to get them off of you. But don't worry about the planet, because the old planet at some point will no longer exist as the darkness takes it away into its dark side universe. And a lot of people will call that, at least I call it, the dark side ascension. And there is probably a date for that in what we'll call the Akashic Records, which is darkness. They know everything about you and what they have planned for the future. They have those created already, well, in their movie sets, we'll call it, for you to experience. That's why you want to be in the present moment, where source energy exists and your spirit. That's the only place you're ever going to find it. It's never outside of yourself. Oh, I guess the whole thing is never look outside of yourself. Never look for something to give you advice outside of yourself, because, like I say, you just need one book with one page, and it'll say, go within. That's the whole process. You know, do the mind a heart drop. It's 20 seconds to do. Do that at the end of most of our shows here. And with that, you can be at peace. Then you're in your source energy with your spirit. Go on the alien-created holographic reality timeline. That can get copy and pasted forever, we'll say. But when you stop that timeline, then the aliens aren't going to want to see you any longer. They want to get emotional energy of happiness or sadness or whatever, a physical pain that they live on, have you react to something. That's the the law of cause and effect. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Well, just some more testimonials regarding relating your experiences since you did the paint infusion in our homes, and that was really something. And so people are noticing the changes, and here's what one person wrote. They've always had kind of a cluttery place. They had a lot of dark side books and knickknacks, but within a month, they've been feeling the desire to let go of things that they've had for 10 years or more, and started clearing out all obstacles and feel like they're moving forward. So they really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's. And I'm reading between the lines there. So if you have any metaphysical books that you've had sitting around on your shelves, they still have those keywords in there, even if you don't even crack the book open. and they can be used to control you just by those books. So you may want to just take them all and burn them. That way the energy will be off of the books. Giving it away to somebody, even if you did spend lots of money on these books, and if you see one that costs you $50 or something, I would not pass it on to somebody else, as it's just not the right thing to do. And a lot of the books will say could be channeled books, and who knows what is behind that information in that book and how those key words are going to take you down the rat hole. So remember, there's, you know, I would say probably out of every 100 words, you would probably have maybe 10 keywords in there for abductions. So get rid of all your old books and, you know, just become peaceful. So back to you.
Yes, because as we've learned from listening to you, that although the words sound great and feel heartwarming and warm and fuzzy, and the person who's writing or reading may mean well, there are other intentions unknown to us behind those keywords.
Yeah, another way of stating it, too, source energy has no emotions, which means that you're not going to have, you know, after you do a clearing, like from the website, you're not going to be jumping up and down about how wonderful the clearing was, because you're going to be at peace. Just takes stuff off of you, takes the layers off, takes the judgments, we'll call it, takes what you have acquired from your ancestors of judgment and starts releasing that from you so that you can bring in more of your own spirit energy back into your body. So remember, source energy has no emotions. That's what I'll do for people is I'll do the mind of heart drop, and we can talk about it for a little bit here. I'll have to put you, I'll take you into peace energy, and then we'll take you out of that. So we can maybe tell you what it's like. So here we go. This is the mind of heart drop. I'll do it for everybody. So what you do out loud, and you have to talk out loud, because otherwise you're in darkness with mind energy. Mind energy is darkness, alien energy. Gave you that to you. Loot your spirit energy so you wouldn't connect peace any longer. Here we go. I have to say this out loud, and I'll do it for you. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop it into my heart, them into my heart. I'm from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And try to think right now. You're going to notice that you cannot think. You won't have those words, vocabulary, or anything else. It's just peaceful. That's source energy. Right away, you start realizing that people who channel books or whatever at times are not really channeling. If they're channeling something else outside of themselves, or they start speaking words, you definitely know that that's darkness coming through. Doesn't matter what name is coming through at the beginning of the talk. So we'll just bring you back into the reality a little bit here so you can understand what I'm talking about. So I'll just bring you back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I'd be in half peace right now. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. And anyway, that's the whole thing, is the difference between light and darkness. Darkness channels information. From who knows what, it could be a government agency doing that to people. The member of the Masters that are of light are no longer here. Well, I call the ones that are here, the people are channeling light of the darkness. Want to just stay away from that stuff. Could the information be good? Yeah, it could be 100% correct because they're reading your psychic billboard and or the reading timeline that you'd be put on. But the main problem is, once you're aware of something, all that's kind of in stone, and you may find yourself doing something that you don't want to do. So anyway, you have to be just cautious and have discernment. You don't want to get hooked up to a timeline of something that's going to be awful for you. It might be good to change your routine, maybe if you hear about an awful situation going on. But from there, you know, you want to be in the present moment to avoid all of that. So when you are on the timelines and somebody's reading that, telling you the information, that's strictly a timeline, and all timelines are real. It's going to happen to you. Maybe, maybe not. So just know that, that when you hear information, like maybe on YouTube, when they talk about some situation that has happened, yes, that would be true where it happened at. It may not be true to you because you weren't there. So you have to realize that, yeah, unless you physically see it, you don't know if that's going to be true or not. And it could be what they call fake news or disinformation. And remember, there's a lot of energy pools out there where they try to make and attach people to darkness. And then that brings in fear, and main button with you, you know, would probably be the fear button. And then after you have enough fear, then eventually you get into depression. So if you don't want to have any of that, just do the mind a heart drop, get back into peace. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, good. How can a person clear out the or reclaim their spirit that is in the photos of themselves? Any suggestions?
Put the photo in front of your computer. Just do one of the clearings, you know. Maybe you look at yourself, that picture was taken, and you knew that maybe you were in a lot of sadness clearing, a whole lifetime one. Maybe you were traumatized, you know. Maybe the picture, when you look at, maybe it's like a loved one and they're no longer here. Now you feel maybe betrayal. You know, maybe it's a divorce situation or somebody passed on. It could be heartache. So we do have clearings for that. So whatever you see in the picture that you relate to, or you can put a name on it of a particular emotion, then do that whole lifetime clearing and put your picture in front of your computer. That's also a way to clear a lot of energy out of it. You can also do like a Band-Aid clearing, I think, and maybe do the Be Her Now clearing on the picture. Oh, I guess it's getting close for our show to end here. We could probably do one more question, I guess, if it's a quick one, Kathy.
Oh, I don't see any quick ones here, but back to that about the picture. Could they possibly also command their spirit back from the photo? Like, what if they're in a lot of photos, like, say, you know, photo album?
Boy. Yeah, I don't see why you could not do that, but you want to be in, well, they want to do a clearing to do that, because your spirit is not wanting to go into darkness to find the part of you that's in a photograph. So let's just say it's a high school annual, you know, and, you know, it's like 40 years since then, and you see yourself, and you want to pull the energy out of it. I don't think your spirit in your body has enough horsepower to do that. But you could do one of the clearings on the website, which will have the horsepower to bring it back to you. Which one I'm not sure of right now. The Be Here Now is a good one.
Two more comments came in. One person wanted to thank you for the ankle healing on Wednesday. It really helped them a lot. And another person's concerned about their energy. They usually feel their energy in the palms of their hands, and they feel energies in the palms of their hands, and they can feel their own energy force. But just recently, they can no longer do this. Can you enlighten them on what's going on?
I'll just do a clearing here. What can happen, and I'm not saying it happened to you, but the aliens can place your hands with another hybrid hand or a hand that's created in their factories and have your hands out there, you know, doing something else. Maybe they're making a special hybrid alien-human species of some sort, and they wanted to get your hand. So let me just bring your hands back if that's the case here. And I'll count to 10 to see if they change. I'll do the left hand first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. See if they feel better for you. And if you recognize them. So if not, send us another question. and we'll find out what else you can do, maybe as far as a whole lifetime clear. And you can also get on the Alien Attack page, Eliminate Alien Attack. That's $30 for the month, and you can probably help yourself out with that also. So let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. So here we go. Say this out loud, and I'll command my spirit, make the thoughts in my head, out them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. It puts you in peace energy. Notice that you can't think, and that's because source energy has no vocabulary. It doesn't judge itself. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, enjoy the peace energy. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. And hope to see you tomorrow on the conference call, 1 o'clock Pacific. Thank you.